So I work as Santa's little helper, an elf, if you will, at my local mall. And me and Santa, we have quite a unique setup because Santa, he's a dirty fucking pervert. I mean, the worst. And, well, I'm his accomplice. I won't go into why I do all this, but all you need to know is that I get off on watching a man molest and use little girls, especially in a role such as Santa, the magical, infamous Santa who's supposed to bring you gifts and make all your little girl dreams come true. Not this Santa. He doesn't want any of your dreams to come true. He just wants to get inside of those little girl panties. So me and Santa, we've been doing this a while, but here recently, I decided to, you know, seek out on the dark web, find a way to get in touch with the pervier type of parents that might come to our mall. And I didn't think it would work, but it did. We got a mother, a really bad mommy, who is bringing her daughter to Santa today for some special Santa time. Oh, and what I also do on the dark web is I post the special pictures that I take of the naughty things that Santa does to all his little girls. And we have the best setup, to be honest. So we've got the typical, you can see Santa's chair and the camera set up, and I'm taking pictures. Everyone can see that. But then we have a special option for an amount of money. Moms can pay us to have Santa fondle his little girl in private. However, they don't know what's going on behind that closed door. So all we do is we just walk behind the big chimney, the big setting we have for Santa's picture taking, and we sell it like it's, you know, a chance for little kids to really tell Santa what they want in private. They get to visit Santa's workshop in the back with Santa's elf and get one-on-one time with Santa. All the while, the parents aren't allowed back in Santa's workshop because we sell it that the kids really tell their true wishes when mommy and daddy aren't around. And so here we are on one of our opening days, a big long line of children waiting to see Santa. And it's interesting the different ages that come through. We see teenagers that I think want a picture with Santa just for the humor of it. And Santa doesn't mind that. Little 15-year-old sitting on his lap. I mean, this one today, little blonde girl with these tight, tight leggings on. You could see every curve of her body, her tight little ass, her little pussy poking through, a little camel toe even. And she sat right on Santa's lap. He put his arm around her hips. and kept his arm, his hand right there on her hips, feeling that little 15-year-old's ass bounce and twitch all over his lap. And I take pictures of it. Mommy gets one, the 15-year-old gets one, but also perverts online get creep shots, basically. There's Santa creep shots of these 15-year-olds where I zoom in where Santa's groping. And to everyone else, it just looks like a 15-year-old in Santa's lap. But to the trained pervert eye, especially zoomed in, you can see her little camel toe and then Santa's gloved hand gripping right there on her hips. And then we get, you know, older little girls, middle school, upper elementary, preteen, and tweens. Santa likes those too. I mean, of course he does. They're the perfect looking fuck dolls. Budding little tits. Cute little bubble asses sitting right on Santa's lap. And little do they know that each and every single one of them are making Santa's cock nice and hard as he gets to feel those little asses nestle into his lap. Santa's hand rubbing their back, putting his arm around them, him getting a close-up view of their tiny little tween cleavages, the shapes of those little budding breasts right in front of Santa. I mean, earlier today, we had a little 11-year-old that wanted some special time with Santa. I guess that dumb little bitch still believes in Santa. So we took her back into Santa's workshop. She sat right back in Santa's lap. And he made sure to put a hand right on his lap so that when she sat down, he's able to grip onto that little ass. He's able to molest, really, her little pussy poking through her thighs. And you see, we have to be careful with the 11-year-olds because they're smart enough to know when something is wrong, when something shouldn't be. We don't ever want to get in trouble, right? So we're careful. Santa's careful with the older underage girls, making sure it's not apparent that he's molesting their little bodies. Them having no clue that they're sitting on his hand as he delicately and secretly fondles their little ass. And then as I'm zooming in on the sweet developing parts of that little 11-year-old's body, a nice close-up shot of her little training bra, the line of her training bra through her tight little top, the way that I could see a little peek of her panties if I zoomed in on the little skirt that she was wearing. And then even getting a nice zoomed in shot where you can see Santa's gloved white fingers right there between her legs, showing other pedophiles online that my naughty Santa is molesting and groping little girls. And of course, Santa gets hugs, and he hugged that 11-year-old tightly, feeling the shape of her body, those budding tits against his chest. And she was gone. But where the real, real fun happens is with the younger and younger girls, because they're dumb enough they're dumb enough to know that they should do anything for Santa. They're dumb enough to know or to not know that Santa is using them. They're dumb enough to know that the hard thing under their ass is Santa's hard cock. And of course, like any true perv, Santa likes them young too. I mean, they're fun-sized, tiny little things. And for me personally, I love seeing a tiny little girl so full of hope and full of wonder. Like her thinking that this man is magical and her not knowing that he's just a sick kiddie molester that wants to rape her brains out. She thinks he's magical. But I love seeing their little bodies on an adult man's lap, his big hands taking up pretty much their whole little asses as he wraps his hand around their hips. And the parents don't even blink an eye when they take that public picture. They don't notice that his hands are right there on her tiny little hips, touching her ass pretty much. They don't see that. But earlier, we had quite a fun time with this little 7-year-old. Her mother paid us to take her back to Santa's workshop, and me and Santa knew that we could make her do some sick things. So, of course, it started like it always starts, sitting on Santa's lap. And then I came over to her and I told her that Santa thinks that you're a really, really special girl. And Santa loves to show his love. But here's the thing. You can't tell anyone about this special love that Santa gets because it's a secret. If everyone knew, all the little girls in the world would expect this. But Santa picked you out. So you can't tell anyone about this. And of course, that dumb little bitch nods her head yes, believing all the bullshit coming out of my mouth. As Santa starts rubbing on her leg, telling her that she's a pretty, very pretty little girl, asking her what she wants for Christmas, asking her if she wants to see something very special that Santa has for her. And of course, the dumb little girl says yes. And he takes his cock out of those red pants and tells her to sit up just for a moment. Takes his cock out, pulls her little panties to the side because she's wearing this adorable little Christmas dress, and tells her that he has to put the magic inside of her. And this is the only way it can happen. If you want all your wishes to come true, if you want Santa to bring you all the things that you want, I have to push the magic inside of you. And the dumb little girl looks like she's about to get some magic inside of her, but it's Santa's hard, pervert cock raping the inside of a 7-year-old's little child pussy. And that's where I come in and I tell him that it's okay, it's okay. It might hurt for a minute, but it's okay. That's the way magic works. If it hurts, that means it's working. And telling her she's a good girl. As Santa's raping a 7-year-old. In private, but still. In the middle of a busy mall. Hearing people walking by. And I stick a candy cane in her mouth and tell her, don't scream. Don't scream, because remember, No one can know about this special Santa magic that you're getting. And then I tell her it looks like Santa's about to push his magic really deep inside of you. And here's the rules. You got to keep it inside of you. You got to keep it in until your mommy makes you take a bath or something. But that magic is going to be leaking out into your little panties all day. And that's a good thing. And Santa pushes that load deep inside that 7-year-old. And let's face it, it's not very deep because it's a 7-year-old cunt. Tiny, shallow little thing. But the point is that Santa got off. And the little 7-year-old has to walk around the rest of the day with pedophile cum leaking out into her panties, no one knowing that Santa Claus just raped a little elementary school bitch. So that's how the workshop works. And it's quite fun because these little girls, they're dumb. They don't know what the fuck is going on. They think that they are getting magic. They'll believe anything that Santa and his elf says. But like I mentioned at the beginning, we had a very, very special guest coming. A mother bringing her daughter to see Santa, knowing exactly what we wanted to do with her. And she finally showed up. Gorgeous mommy with a little 5-year-old. Little 5-year-old in blonde pigtails. And of course, mommy put her in a dress. Because she knew that Santa needed quick access to her little pussy. And so she let me know who she was, and I told Santa what was going on. And we did a public picture. It was very cute, very adorable. But then, so, little Blondie and her mommy definitely pay us to take her little one back into Santa's workshop. But this time, mommy gets to come. Mommy gets to come back into Santa's workshop because we've never had this before, but me and Santa both agreed that we definitely support a mother coming back to watch her daughter get raped and used by Santa Claus. So we get back to the workshop and we don't play any games. I tell mommy to sit down, spread her legs, and start rubbing herself to Santa Claus using her little slut daughter. And then ask her how many times she's pimped out her pretty little girl. Because it's pretty fucked up. You're paying. You're literally paying for a man to rape your daughter. So rub your filthy pedo pussy to your own daughter getting raped. And I kind of like when the girls are helpful and workable. So I tell the little girl that Santa has a special little candy cane for you to suck magic out of. Do you want to suck some magic out of Santa Claus? And dumb little 5-year-old nods her head yes. And I push her down onto her knees. And Santa reveals that hard cock, pushing it into her little mouth. Her unwilling mouth, because it didn't taste like peppermint. It tastes like a grown adult cock that maybe or maybe not she's had before. And I tell her, Santa's going to push really, really fucking hard into your mouth, so you just take it. as Santa throat rapes this little five-year-old in front of mommy. Mommy rubbing herself to the sight of brutal child fucking her own daughter, too. Annie keeps pounding her little mouth, holding her by her pigtails, keeping her little screams muffled with this cock being forced down her throat. But my Santa, he likes to come inside little child pussies. So I knew that he couldn't last too long fucking a little throat. He needed to get inside of that little kitty pussy. And so he bent that little girl over, the little girl's head in mommy's lap. Mommy's still rubbing her cunt, but her little girl bracing on to her mother. And I told the mom, you're going to look and Santa, well, let's call this this child rapist eyes. You're going to look in his eyes the whole time. You're going to look at your daughter in the eyes as you watch her lose her virginity to a grown man. You encouraging this filthy child rape session just for your own sick pleasure, and you better get off to it. I want you to squirt all over your daughter because you're so turned on by watching it. And that's what happened. Santa spread that tiny, itty bitty little bubble butt, revealing those puffy little lips, and pushed inside of her. And every time that little girl tried to scream, I put her face in mommy's tits so her screams would be muffled as Santa pounded her little kitty pussy deep and hard right on mommy's lap. And mom got off probably at least 3 times. Seeing a squirt of her filthy pedo mommy juices squirt out of that cunt right onto her daughter. And every single time, me degrading mom for being such a filthy fucking perverted mom and telling her that you probably should make this a regular occurrence. Pushing your daughter, pimping her out to sick fucking kitty fuckers because you love it so much. In fact, you should probably start molesting her every single night as well. And just so you know, and I told her, and this is being filmed. This is making the hottest kitty porn. Santa Claus raping a little girl right into mommy's lap, which made mommy just squirt even harder all over her daughter. And I think that Santa probably wanted to see the just cuteness and how hot it looks when you've got a little girl on your lap. And so he took the little girl onto his chair to finish off with her. Still watching mommy rub her pedo pussy, but putting that little girl face to face with him, lifting up her dress all the way up to her neck so he could look at that flat little five-year-old belly, the bulge of his cock pushing out of her lower belly every time he thrust her body down onto his cock. Enjoying the view of her flat little chest, how her face looked as she winced in pain from every single thrust, and of course, sneaking glances of mommy getting off to the image of a man raping her daughter in front of her. And then, just like that, He finished right inside of that little girl, holding his hand over her mouth. A little girl in fear from a man that's supposed to be the most magical man on earth, holding her mouth shut so he wouldn't get caught with his cock deep inside of her 5-year-old kindergarten pussy, coming inside of there, pushing his cum deep inside of a fucking child. And then he grabbed that little bitch by her pigtails, took her over to mommy, lifted her up, and told mommy to suck his load out of her daughter's pussy, letting it leak and drip right into her mouth, making mommy put her mouth right on her abused daughter's pussy, sucking adult pedophile spunk right out of her hole. And mommy took it hard. She even came again, tasting the mixture of her 5-year-old's daughter's pussy and a grown man's sperm swirling around in her mouth. And that was the best Santa visit we'd ever had. And I hope that more mommies answer our advertisement for more forced Santa magic with their little daughters.